Welcome back. Ding 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 ding. We're back. Okay, I'm back. There's nobody else with me. On today's show, we have a three-man squad. You know, me, myself, and I. It's not by choice. Circumstance. I didn't get anybody to, you know, come and actively be my co-pilot. So I'm solo on this one. Like, I mean, I'm a one-man party. I mean, I'm the life of my own party. Get me. You understand. So we're not doing much today. We're just going into a very chill topic. Not for girls. So this one is basically me slapping your face with information that you know, but decide to act like cunts about. So our topic today is 7 things guys wish girls be. Like, these are not even rules we're supposed to be telling you again, or things we're supposed to tell you. You are just to realize, or you know, you have to know, accept, and, you know, work accordingly. It is not hard. We do not ask for much, really. This is for guys that are in a relationship, or guys that, you know, have that girl, you know, that they are reasoning pay, you know, or for those that are married, or, you know, very into, you have entered a deep relationship, you get. So let's not waste time, yeah. Let's enter it. Okay, number one thing girls need to be is the fact that guys are not machines, and we need our alone time sometimes. Our alone time sometimes, not all the time, not for a long period of time. I mean, like, in the space of a month, 2 weeks, there's just this one day that we just feel we need to, like, ourselves. Like, we do not just need to, like, talk to anybody. Like, you girls do that too when you have, like, your mood swings and all. You just decide to, like, lock off, you know, not come online, watch a movie, listen to music, I don't know, read, you know, reflect. Like, guys do that too. Because you want to talk to me doesn't mean I need to talk to you at that point. Like, I might just feel like being on my own. Doesn't mean I love you any less, or the love I had for you is, like, not there anymore. It's just one day that I want myself. So stop reasoning any unnecessary rubbish. Number two, please do not nag. I can't stand a girl that nags. I mean, even seeing my guys suffer from a girl that nags, I can't lose it and change it for the girl, for my guy. I mean, it is really not hard. You want something, you tell me. Like, or you want me to do something, you tell me. If I can, if I want to, I will. If I do not want to do it, then I will not do it. Then I'll tell you when I want to do it. You telling me, self, to do it makes me not want to do it. It is that simple. I do not know how else to explain it. Shout to not fucking nag. Like, why are you even doing that? Especially for those that have not even married. Like, you don't have my surname. You're not even in the same house as I am. And you're already stressing me. Behave yourself. You don't do such. Number TV. Tell us. Like, this one, I have a problem with this one. Because every girl I know does this. Like, what is the problem? Tell us what you want. Don't ask us to guess. Don't drop clues. Don't drop hints. All this, your, I was giving you signs, or I was telling you how I was not telling you. You are supposed to know. Bitch, have you met guys? Guys have little to no attention span, and then you are dropping hints. Like, what are we supposed to do? Do good out message and start searching for the hints. We don't do such. You tell us straight up. Guys are simple. Do not stress us. How are you? I'm not fine. So happened. See, you've legit covered, like, the whole 2 hours conversation, or 2 hour conversation I've been having on trying to convince you to tell me what's wrong. You just covered it, and now we can work on how to solve what is wrong. Like, just like that. Simple. No stress. Like, see. Ah, God. You girls are just really, really twisted, messed up, like queer gender. That's just what you people are. Number four, I know most girls do not accept this or choose to, you know, understand this, but allowed. Every guy is allowed to check another girl out. I mean, I have my eyes. I can look at another chick, be she is fine. She has bum bum. She has breast. That doesn't mean I want to smash her. Okay, it might mean the guy wants to smash her, but then I had the point. Where did the point go? It doesn't mean he wants to smash her. He just finds her, you know, attractive. It doesn't mean he's going to run off and leave you and start chasing the girl. It might happen in some cases, but they're not all cases. Doesn't mean you should start getting worried when he checks the girl out. I mean, I'm still with you. Like, I can say she's fine, then like 5 seconds later we're making out. Like, reason it. I could have easily gone to chase her. I don't understand. And then you girls do the same thing. You see actors, you see some guy like, ah, this guy is fine. Like, I know girls that are in front of their boyfriend will be dropping videos of other guys are fine. And the guys are fine with it. See, guys do not stress, but then you girls just decide to kill yourselves unnecessarily. Like, it's not necessary. Honestly, unnecessary, my dear. Unnecessary. P.S. I'm not saying guys should start looking at girls anyhow. I don't say that one, though. Please, let's, you know, mind our words, mind our speech. Please. Basically, guys, just do moderation. I don't see every girl you start looking left and right for. Put your dick in your pants. It's that simple. Number five, I think some girls will be, you know, or work according to this, but for y'all that don't, this is for you. Number five, unless it is urgent, ma baby, darling, sweetheart, whatever nickname you are given by your, you know, opposite counterparts, unless it is urgent, important, necessary, paramount, do not disturb guys' night. I don't know. See, okay, as I've said, unless it is important, I don't want to know that your nails broke or you know, something not important or relevant to me. I'm, like, or relevant to you, like, you just feel like tiny details, and you decide to like buzz me or like call me and text and expect me to actively reply. I am not busy. I am sure with my guys, and then we decided to hang out. The one night we decided to hang out, like 2-3 weeks and probably a month, I don't know how long, and then you are still disturbing me. Ma, respect the guys. The guys were there. If you don't respect your guy, respect his guys. I mean, they were there before you. I didn't say he's going to put them above you, but let's just say they influence most of the decision he makes. So be that your head, let it be straight. If not, you can easily fuck you up. Guys are guys. So respect the guys. Respect the guys. You'll be fine. Number six. We are indifferent, or I feel most guys too are. We are indifferent about you wearing our clothes. Why am I indifferent about it? I like my clothes, yeah. I like the way my clothes look on me. People like the way my clothes look on me. You like the way my clothes look on me. That's why you wanted them, yeah. Okay, you might put the fact that it has my scent and you girls are weird and you like spending somebody's scent on the clothes and do not know why that attracts you, but then it's my clothes, yeah. And the problem is you would look nice on it too, and I necessarily would not want it back. That brings up another problem, because it's my clothes. I am not done wearing it and I still want to wear it, and then seeing how beautiful it looks on you, I might not want it back. And so just putting it there, like, to know where my clothes again, thank you very much. I'm just Thank you. So I saved the best for last, the creme de la creme of things guys wish girls would obey and will not work according to. Number seven is quite simple. Guys aren't emotional. Not every guy is emotional. So don't expect all the emotional breakdowns. Like, we ain't you, so it's not going to happen. Guys are emotional. I do not know that, like, I don't know that X and Y chromosomes are probably just, you know, imbalance or something. So guys aren't emotional. I'm definitely not emotional. I'm insensitive as fuck. So it is really hard sometimes to have all them emotional breakdown, emotional attachments, really. So when I say I like somebody, it's not like me, I say I like somebody, that's not me. I like you, it's not play. So I feel you expecting a guy to be all emotional about some certain situations is, I don't know, you're just expecting too much. Like, guys legit can't be scared, and then you wouldn't see the slightest budge in their reaction, and then you expect something bad to happen, or you expect certain level of emotions from them. Oh wrong now. Just be putting unnecessary burden on the guy. When he's going to be emotional, he's going to be emotional. Do not expect it. I swear it won't hit you when it's all emotional with you. Imagine a guy crying in front of you. Or you're on your call and he's crying. Yourself, you know, be this guy with you. Guys do not cry in front of other guys. Talk less of another girl. Talk less of in front of a girl. I mean, shout out to all the guys out there, you know, we're strong. We are abled men. Some I have six packs, some I have one. I have one. I'm just telling you, I'm not sexy at all. As you know, my voice too is not sexy, but thank God. So that brings us to the end. To the end of the show. I hope you had a nice time. It was fun now. Yeah, tell me what you think in the comment section. Review, you know, tell me, is it fun? Did my one man party sell? Did he not sell? I want to know. Yeah, see you next time. Bye.